Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. The Milwaukee Rep's latest production is an homage to brave and resilient women living through the Liberian Civil War. Titled Eclipsed, the show is an intimate portrayal of women banding together to lift up their community. And it's with that in mind that Milwaukee Rep launched its Sheroes Project, which is recognizing 12 women of color working to create a better Milwaukee. The project is spearheaded by Leah Harris, the director of community engagement at the Rep, and Katie Avila Luffmiller is one of the recipients. Avila Luffmiller is one of the co-founders of Luna, a local artist collection that works to support Latinx artists in Milwaukee. Both Avila Luffmiller and Harris are here in studio. Thank you both so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you for having us.
So, Leah, why did Milwaukee Rep decide to launch this campaign?
When I was thinking about what I wanted to do for engagement around the story of Eclipsed, I was really drawn to the five women that are in the play, these five characters that were written, I felt like, with so much dimension and texture to who they are and the bond and the sisterhood that they form throughout the story, despite the circumstances that they're in. And I moved here a little over a year ago, and when I first moved here, everyone was telling me about people that I should go meet to have coffee with, to talk about, learn about Milwaukee and learn about arts and culture and community engagement. And so I, you know, my first 6-7 months here was just like meeting with people and just introducing myself. And 9 out of 10 of those people were women and women of color specifically. And so now that I'm a little over a year into the job, I was really wanting to lean into finding the sheroes of Milwaukee. I felt like the women in Eclipse are the sheroes of the story, obviously. And I felt like there was some really beautiful parallels about what I know and the women that have really embraced me here in Milwaukee. And have in turn embraced the community. So I felt like if there was one show in our entire season to have a campaign that was dedicated to uplifting the work of women of color, I felt like Eclipse was the best play and has some really beautiful alignment. That was the impulse. And it kind of originally started from a conversation with the director, Maya Drawless, talking about these women in the play. And then that sparked the idea of how I could replicate it for some relevance in Milwaukee.
Now, when you set out to define Shiro, what would make someone a Shiro? What were some of the attributes that, you know, you really wanted to highlight?
Yeah. So again, I was really leaning into the story of the women that were in the play. I mean, these are women that are resilient. These are women that show sisterhood, that are leaders, that exemplify solidarity and collaboration. And so those were just kind of the words that just kept popping up into my head. And those were also the words that I think of when I think of our sheroes and women that are here in Milwaukee. And I knew that I obviously wanted to focus it on specifically women of color, given the demographics of Milwaukee and given the demographics of the five women that are in the play, and it's directed by a woman of color, it's written by a woman of color, so I knew that that was also important as well. You have to identify as a woman of color, have to live in Milwaukee for at least the past year, and you have to be working towards the betterment of our community and exemplifying those values of leadership and solidarity and sisterhood and collaboration.
Well, and it feels like from an outside perspective that Luna certainly falls under that. Katie, for people who may not be familiar with Luna, can you explain what your group is?
Sure. So Luna stands for Latinas Unidas en las Artes. We are a Latina artists collective. We started actually in 2017, but didn't really start like being public and out there until 2018. So we're all sorts of different artists. We have illustrators and graphic designers and painters and muralists. We really run the gamut, but we all are Latina, which kind of unifies us.
Did you know that you were going to be nominated for this distinction?
I had like a somewhat of an inkling, but wasn't. I was actually surprised to hear that I had more than one nomination, which was really, really nice to hear. So that was exciting.
Do you know who nominated you?
I think a fellow Luna member nominated me, and I actually think my partner nominated me too, which was really sweet.
That is sweet.
So I don't know if there was anything beyond that, but
when you think of a Shiro, what does that mean to you?
I think what Leah said, I really resonate with that. I don't do my work trying to be anything. I do it sort of like Luna came out of necessity. I also am not actually from Milwaukee, but I moved here about 4 years ago. And about 6 months in, I was just seeing lack of representation. I didn't really feel like I knew where my community was. I met like a bunch of amazing people, but I really wanted to unify. So it was really, and sometimes I even joke that I just really wanted to make some friends. So by leading by example and doing things, not because you want to be a leader, but because you see a need and want to take action. And that's what I see in some of my heroes or sheroes, the women who are just taking action and making space and room for everybody else and making space at the top. There's another shero in this first cohort of sheroes. Dasha Kelly Hamilton is one of my personal sheroes in Milwaukee. She's made a lot of room for me creatively in my own personal practice. And so I think that's what I really see as a shero, is someone who just kind of leads and leads by example and then also brings a lot of people with them along.
I think people who are familiar with Dasha's work will say that's certainly what she's all about. It seems like that's what Luna is all about. Leah, can you tell us about some of the other women who have been given this distinction?
Yeah, so I think what's so exciting about, you know, we had over 100 nominations come in, and so getting it down to 12 was no easy feat because so many people really kind of poured their hearts into the nomination forms and informing us about these women. And it was also just an education for me about all these women that I just didn't know. But I think what's so great about our top 12 is that we've really landed across like a multiplicity of professions and occupations. And, you know, there are women that have, you know, like their 9-to-5 job that might be at Marquette, but then they, you know, run a boutique, right? And so, like, I feel like there's just so many, there's such a diversity of experiences, lived experience, perspectives, backgrounds, a little bit of everything in this top 12. Like, I have all of their headshots by my desk right now. And it's like, it really is just so nice to see just what women in Milwaukee look like. And so, yeah, we have women that are across the arts and culture field, nonprofit, working in like medicine and science and academia, education. I mean, it really runs the gamut. And so I feel like it's exciting to have that many different recognitions as well, because I think like with both Katie and I kind of running in like the arts and culture community engagement world, it's also nice to be in conversation with women who are in different worlds as well, but also finding those connections of how we can like lift each other's work up and how we can find those kind of cross-pollination moments are the things that I'm excited about for just being the director of community engagement. Like, I mean, I've known Katie since I've moved here for over a year now, but like now I have like 11 other women kind of that are in my pocket that I can, you know, bounce ideas off of and collaborate with for future things. So I think that's what's really exciting about just the diversity of these 12 women.
Well, Leah, Katie, thank you both so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing a bit of your work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Katie Avila Luffmiller is a Milwaukee-based artist and one of the co-founders of Luna. Leah Harris is the director of community engagement at the Milwaukee Rep and the person behind its Shiro's project. The project is happening in conjunction with Milwaukee Rep's production of Eclipsed, which is on stage now and runs through the end of March.